isolated storms moving through today on top of trying to restore power lost in Monday's storms. Good morning to you. Indianapolis Power and Light is still trying to restore power following yesterday's storms. At its peak, more than 15,000 people were left in the dark, and Duke Energy says it had about 4,700 customers without power. Now, according to Fox59.com, as of 7 a.m., IPL still has over 1,800 customers without power, and Duke Energy is down to 34 outages. Metro Police are cracking down on teens violating curfew. Officers and community volunteers fanned the city yesterday for those out past 11 p.m. Officers say the goal isn't to arrest people. It's just to let the teenagers know that the curfew is the law and to educate them about events, camps, and programs they can get involved in instead of hanging out on the streets. We've gotten new details into the fatal shooting of two Las Vegas Metro police officers and a bystander by a Hoosier couple. This happened a couple of weeks ago. The sheriff's department now says Jared and Amanda Miller had five guns with them, including two they picked up after shooting and killing those officers. They managed to fire 36 rounds at police, with police firing back 16 rounds at them. Vegas police killed Jared at the Walmart, and Amanda shot herself in the head and later died at an area hospital. A congressional ceremony today will mark the 50th anniversary of the landmark Civil Rights Act. A congressional gold medal will be presented in honor of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. Isolated thunderstorms today during the morning hours, but becoming more widespread this afternoon, a high of 81. I'm Kim Wells. Keep listening to your Inspiration and Praise Station, AM 1310, all day, where we have the best in gospel music and programming for you. And keep logging on to praiseindy.com.